Daf Samach Hamad Aleph. I'd like to go back a little bit to what we have learned before Shavuos. Rabbi v'Rav Yosef, this is by the small Aleph of the Bach. Rabbi v'Rav Yosef, Domri Tavayu, I say for Aftarta, also the Mikri Bey B'Shabbos. One is not permitted to bring the Haftarah from a Sefer Haftarte, which was a Sefer that the Haftarahs of each Shabbos was written in it, not the complete Navi, just the separate Haftarahs of each Shabbos. My time, the Leinitain Likoset. One is not permitted to write Chalokim of a Navi. So since it's not permitted to be written, one is not permitted to learn from it. One is not permitted to be metaltal, it's mukta, you can't learn in it. This is Dvorim Shebal Perbiyatar Eshoyle Kaisman, Vayle Niten Likose, Altiven Dloyev Shereis Lasis Lashem Eferu Teirasecho, Ochinam Ekiven Dloyev Shereis Lasis Lashem Eferu Teirasecho. And just one Rashi, so Rashi says, Ochinam Ekiven Dloyev Shere, Shein Lachol Tzibor, Betzibor Yecheles Lichtoiv Nevihim Sholem, We cannot, most Siburim did not have the capabilities of purchasing a complete novi. I'd just like to relate in Simen Reish Pei Dalet, was brought down the Shita Salavush, and this is also the Shita of the Orach HaShulchan. The Lavush asks as follows. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were speaking about Sefer Aftarte was a Sefer that was written on Klaf, Beglile, Bidyoi. There was only one thing wrong with it, that the whole Navi was not written. Only Chalokim of the Navi was written, which is not proper. And that, the Gemara said, well, what can we do? We can write complete Neviim. So, like the Lavush, fine, we can write complete Nevi'im. Es Lasis Lashem. But what gives us the right to say a Haftarah from a Chumash? Let us go and write a Sefer Daftarte. That means the Lavush had understood that Haftarah halachically should be written. Since it's Nikra Betzibo, so it should be written ala klav, beglile, bidyoi, and it should be written complete Nevi'im. Now, the last chelik is too difficult for us to be mekayim, it's too expensive to write a complete Novi. Fine. Now we have a heter, eis lasa, eis lashem. But that's it. So, but we have a heter, we have a heter. But more than that, we don't have a heter. So, kaponim, we should write a sefer daftarta. And let us just give an example. The Minchas Chinuch says, in Yom HaKippurim, if a person is not fasting because of the Ruach Nefesh, the doctor told him he has to have 3 meals. Fine. So he eats a meal. And then, after the meal, he has to... The doctor said he had the next meal. He also has to eat. What if he wants to eat in the middle between, he wants to nash between one meal and the other meal? He's not fasting side to side. So the Minchas Chinuch says he's chayv koris. That means, it's Yom Kippur today. Not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. Now, he was permitted to eat the first meal because pikuach nefoshes. Whatever is needed for pikuach nefoshes, one does. Whatever is not needed, as long as the need falls off, so then you don't need, you fast, you mechuyev have to fast. So the Lavush understood that the Gemara, there was one problem with the Sefer that the Aftarte. It was written on a cloth. It was written by Joy. It was written by Glila. But there's one problem. I don't even know if you show. So the Gemara says, this problem we have to live with. So fine, live with it. That's a Dolcha Shulchan Paskin's Lahalocha. One should do like this. The Taz says, well, since it would seem like this from the Taz, would it seem like this from the Shulchan Aruch HaRab, would seem like this from the Chazon Ish, that this is different. If you don't have a Novi Sholem, so it doesn't have a Torah Sefer, so you don't have anything. There's no, you're not accomplishing anything by writing it ala klaf or bidyoi. It's nothing. It's other. Either it's a Sefer, it's not a Sefer. So therefore, there's no reason to be mahadar and to have a Sefer daftata. That's what the Taz and Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chazon Ish show. And the Chazon Ish, they bring down the Maisa, he used to say after from a Chumash. Before he had a klaf, they used to say after from a Chumash. There's a Magen Avraham, like when the Magen Avraham goes the other way. The Magen Avraham understood, he brings down the Tshuvas HaRashba, that Bechlau the Takone of saying Avtoire, there never was a Takone to say Miteich HaSeifer. There wasn't a Takone. Sefer Teire need a Sefer. Avtoire, you don't need a Sefer. So what was Bechlau the problem? The problem was, but forget about Sefer, there's a Seder HaDivrei Teire has to be written. You're not allowed to write Samazai Pesukim. Torah has to be written. You have to write we're going to have later again the sugya. I want to have if a Torah Megillah nitno. If you're allowed to write a Megillah for a tinnik to learn, so then you need a sefer. Are you allowed? Is Torah permitted to be written that way? Torah is not permitted to be written. Some say to take a half a parsha and ten psukim and write it. No, so on that the Gemara said you're 100% right. We don't have an Eitzah. And according to others, that's in the next sugya to write a Megillah for Tanaikis. If you don't have an Eitzah, you write a Megillah. I mean, but it's not, that's not the way Torah should be written, but there's a Feiro Torah Sech. Fine. But there's no, don't have to have a Sefer. Some are Mele, you don't need Dio, you don't need Klaf, you don't need Lila. But the Magen Avraham comes up with a Shrekleche Chumre. The Magen Avraham says, but Torah has to be written, a whole Navi. That's what he's supposed to write. Now, Tzeis Lasses Lashem, we can't afford a whole Navi. So the Magen Avraham says, that is Dafke before they had printing. But now that you have printing, you can buy your whole Navi without any problem whatsoever. It's not so expensive. So therefore, he says, you're mechuyev to learn from a Navi. That's what you're mechuyev to do. A printed Navi. But that's what you have to do. So these are the three shittas, the Lavush, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham. Let us go further. Boy minei Abaye mirabe. Now Abaye asked Rabbi Ashayla, ma lichtoi megillah letinek leislamid bo. Is one permitted to write a megillah for a tinek? Leislamid bo tala. Tiboy laman diyom ma atoira megillah megillah nitno. So Gemara says, the Shaila we can clear according to the Mandiyama that holds Torah Megillah Megillah Nitno. Tiboy la Mandiyama Torah Chasuma Nitno. So let us see what Rashi says. Lamandi Megillah Parsha Levado Shal Torah Oishtayim. Lamandiyama Kama Bishmaitin Megillah Megillah Nitno Kshenemro Parsha Lamoyshe Hoya Koisva. Whenever a parsha was told over to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote it. Lebesoif mem shonok shenigmaru kol haparshiyos chibron begidin v'tofron. Then he was mechaberet. So if you hold, so we can clear a shayla according to this mandioma, we can clear a shayla chasuma nitna. Lo nichtavo was not at all written. Rashi says that soif mem. La'achas she'nemru kol ha'parshi yiskulom. So then the whole Torah was written by Basachas to make one complete Sefer Torah. And the most like Bishana Rishon Ishniye, I used to do this lawyer Pat Shekosu. Moshe Rabbeinu never wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu never wrote Chalokim of Torah. That was the Shaila. Now what are the Tzdodei Shaila? Tiboy Laman Yom Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. Even the Megillah Megillah Nitna Kaisvin. So there's a Svara. So the Torah Gufa was not written Bishlei Musa. Was written Chalokim. Some emailer, so therefore we can, now we can also write Chalokim. I do, me, I feel according to that, man, the Omer, but even the Idvik Idvik, that means, Betchilas, Ksivas, HaTayre, it was written Megillah, Megillah, but afterwards, everything was attached. So we're holding La'acher, Ksivas, Kol HaTayre, so now we have this Seder, that it has to be written, one Sefer Torah. That the Torah Bechlal was never written. Megillas Megillas. It's given the Chasuma Nitna and Kaisman. I don't make even like Efsha Kasvina. And here the Shaila would be, I'll say Slas Islashem. Maybe the Shaila is how great the need is over here to write Megillah Megillah. Amalei. So this was a Shaila that Abaye asked Rabbi. Omalei, so Rabbi answered him, Ein Kaisvin, Umatam Lefisha Ein Kaisvin. So Rashi says, Lefisha Ein Kaisvin, Mephilim Adam and Megillah Megillah need, not even the Idvik Idvik. That means now Torah, that what it was written before, Derech Megillah, that was before the Torah was put together, but now Torah has to be written in the Tzura that Torah was after it was connected. Eisvek, frekte Gemara Kasha, af hi osse so tablo shel zot, that Hilni Amalke made a golden tablet, shepausha saita ksubo leo. The Parshas Tzeva was written on this tablet. Now this is Zichra Parsha. This is one Parsha was written. So we see klar that this is permissible. So the Chazanish says. So what do we see from this? Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. So, we see from this, if you hold Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, here we see Klal, not like the Levush, in this Nekuda. Levush speaks about, since it's Nikra Betzibo, but here we see, if Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Megillah, Megillah, as if it was written, Mustam ala Klal, so what right did the Hilni Amalke have to write Tablo Shel Zot? It was not written at all on a cloth. So weiss doch heiss von unser Gemara, if you hold Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, Bechlau, there's no halacha, that it should be written on a cloth, Beglila, this is the Loshna Chazenish, Megillah, Nitna, Leibin in Sefer, Velaspek Dushas Chumash, Shemachi Kaisan Parsha Saita Ella the Shori Lilmai the Ain by Mishum Dvorim Shabiksav Yator Shori Loimram Balper. This gets a din of Dvorim Shabiksav, but you don't need at all Hilchus Ksivas Svarim. So Mamela, so we see this from Hilmi Amalke. Ona Rab Shimon ben Lokish Mishum Rab Yana, he wants to shlog up to Sraya, Ba'alef Beis. But in Emerson, one is not permitted to write Megillah Megillah. No, it was written, Sarashi learns Ba'alef Beis with Rashi Tevis. They wrote Rashi Tevis of the words. Or the Masho wants to say Aleph Beis was written taka like Aleph Beis was written like Oisius. One next to the other without have siktavis, just like you just said aleph beis. That means, You had the, if you know where to stop, you have all the words written there. But since it wasn't written, since it wasn't Niker, the Tevois, it's just written Aleph Beis, so that's not, so there's no problem in that. Eisve, Kshukaisav, we learned when the Kohen wrote Parsha Saita, Roye, he looks at this tablet, he writes what is written in the tabla. Sisiklo was written in the tabla. So, Ema, Kemoshe Kosu Betabla. Not what, Nashe Kosu? Kemoshe Kosu Betabla. That means the tabla was written in Rosh Hashanah. No, so he didn't write it exactly the same. He wrote it, Kemoshe Kosu Betabla. Eisvei. We learn Shukosev Roye Betabla, Bekosev Masha Kosov Betabla, Mahu Kosov Betabla. What is written in the tabla, Im Shochav, Im Loy Shochav. So we see Klov, that there were words that were written in the tabla, and that's what he wrote. So the Gemara says, Ochamai Eskinon Besirugin. We're speaking about, he did not write Sarashilens Pshat, that Besirugin means that the beginning of the posik, he wrote the first word, and then later it was written with Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says further, Ketanoi, that this shaila, Samachlekes Tanoi, and Kaisven Megillah Latinically Islamed Bo, Vimdatoi Lahashlim Muta, Rabbi Yehuda Omer beBereishis ad der hamabul beteres koinim ad vayihi beyayim hashmini. So the Chazanishas Pshat Rabbi Yehuda that if Emerson he holds the tamiz out loy efsher, because then you're not allowed to. No, it's loy efsher. But the Inyan Sholem have a covered tvei. So therefore you should write something, it should be not a partial parsha, it should be an Inyan Sholem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rafi Hilni Amalkim Sechashume Parsha Soit, Lichtav Misham Parsha Soit Es Abois, Palav Beis, Klemer Rashi Atebis, Shekosov Kain Akosov Parsha Saita Kamashekosov Yasimonim Oyemavin Vekosov. Im Shachab Kleimer Vaat Kisotis Besevugin Trilos Amikra Yakosov Teva Shleima. The beginning was written with a word. Uvesayf Roshe Tevis. Advehibe Mashmini Shugmar Tziva Yakabonis. Zokta Gemara Baita. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Beno, Teira Megillah Megillah Nitno. Now we're going to go into this shaila, how Teira was given lechatchila. So Rabbi Yechon said, Shenema Ozo Marti Hinei Bosi B'Megillas Sefer Kosev Oloi. So Rashi says, Ozo Marti, Kachama David. David said, Oz or Marti? Then I said, what's the then? When did he say this? Sheiraru olai shol v'doyeg lepoisleinim ilovi bekol. When there was an iror on David, they said he's posel lovi bekol. V'huad beveis ha-medrish amoini v'loy amoinis k'nemrini b'yevomis, the Gemara paskins that the whole issue is dafka an azocha, not an anekeve. So therefore, Rus was mutalavi bekol. So therefore, David was mutalavi bekol. Hine bossi, achshav bossi lechlal. The word lechlal exactly, I don't know if it means lechahol, naim mutalavi bekol, or basically. Kosov alai. Now that it's bossi, so now I know pshat that I'm talking mutalavi bekol. Is Kosov alai, may oz nitna ha-teira, when the teira was given, huskarti bo. So I was mentioned already, since this is the halacha, that I mutalavi bekol, So I was mentioned already, B'shas Matan Torah. It says in the Pasuk, V'shtei b'nei sayach anim tzoyz. So what's anim tzoyz? B'shus David sha'osei lotzeis mirus ha'meyeviyah. The schus of David, that would be a descendant from Rus, who was a Mayaviyo, the name of Amenis, Imei Shol Rechava. So in Meile, so that's Beshtei B'nai Sayech, that these two bonus were nitzo because of the Mitzia which will come out of them. Ksiv Hoche Hanim Tzoyz. So when David spoke about this parsha that says, so we see what he calls it. He calls it, Bosi b'Megillah Sefer, that is already mentioned in the Megillah Sefer, in the Megillah. Yeah. Alma Megillah Ikri, Mishim de Metchila, Nichtava, Megillas Bereshis, Vahada, Megillas Noyach, Vahada, Megillas Avrom, Tiny de Kama, Vimegillas Avrom, Kosovo Light. That is the Raya of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Beno. Reshimim Beloki, Shema Taima, Chasu, Taira Chasu Manitno, Shenema, Lokoyach, Esefa, Taira Hazais. One should take a complete Sefer Torah. Vidach nami yoksiv, what did Rabbi Yechon do, lakoyecha hu, lebosa didvik. Then they should take, after it was attached, lebosa didvik, abo b'shas, nesines ha-parshiyas, was written Megillah, Megillah. Vidach nami yoksiv, b'megillah Sefer Kosovo Lai, so we see it's called a Megillah. Not Megillah necessarily means a combination of parshiyos. Megillah means the Torah is called a Megillah. The Siva Yomer Eli Mo'ataraya Vayomer Aniraya Megillah Ocho. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, no Rashi. Chasumara Gemura Umesiyemes Ushleima. Zog the Gemara weiter. Inami. Now the Gemara says, this pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya, that Torah is called a Megillah, the Gemara says, it could be it's not shver. It's muchach, if it's called the Megillah, that the Torah was written Megillah, the Megillah Kosovo Lai, was written the Taketshu, according to everyone, in a certain sense, Torah was written Megillah, Megillah, according to everyone. Inami lichad Rabbi Levi. The Omar Rabbi Levi, Shmoina Parshiyos Nemru B'yayim Shehukim B'yayim Mishkan. There were eight parshiyos that were said in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Elohim, parshiyos Kahanim, uparshiyos Leviyim, uparshiyos Temeyim, uparshiyos Shiluach Temeyim, uparshiyos Achrei Mois, uparshiyos Shisuyayayim, uparshiyos Neiris, uparshiyos Pora Aduma. So we have to understand what Rabbi Levi is saying and how somehow this solves the problem, even though we hold Torah Chasuma Nitna. So let us see Rashi. Inami lichad Rab Levi ikroi Megillah. Maybe because of Rab Levi, Torah, even though Torah Chasuma Nitna, but it's called a Megillah because of what Rab Levi had said. Oysan ches parshiyoi shehutzchuchu Layoyim. These eight parshiyos, which were needed to be known, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Nemru v'nichtavu. These eight parshiyos, according to everyone, were said, written, v'nimseru boi bayoyim. V'nichtevu kol achas v'megila levado, and each one was written in a separate megila, rafishem evdoleis l'choykeis zumizu, because these parshias are not one next to the other. You can't combine these parshias because one is far away from the other. Hilkach, so memele, that is klo, that eight megillas were written Reish Chodesh Nissan. Now, what shaykhes does this have to what David HaMelech said? That Kosov Megillah Aloy, he's speaking about the Megillah of Avraham, there was L'cheira no Megillah of Avraham. So Rashi says, Hilkach Kori L'shar Nami Megillah. So the rest of the Torah also was called a Megillah. Mishum, Techshechozar V'hishlimo, when they were later mashlim, the Torah, Hutzrech Lichtoi V'breishis, at Parshas Kahanim Levat. That means Torah, because of these eight Parshias, Torah was never written B'shlei Musa. Because they wrote till Parshas Kahanim, then Parshas Kahanim was already written from Reish Chodesh Nissan. V'dilei Parshas Kahanim Aksu V'kva, V'kosav V'Parshas Kahanim at Parshas Shuluach Tameim. V'chein Kulam. So then they started writing weiter, and then the Tov Shiluach Tameim. Shiluach Tameim was already written. Parshas Kehanim. So there were eight parshias which were written Reish Chodesh Nissan. Parshas Kehanim, Amir al Kehanim, Shehilchos Kehanim Ksuvos Bo. What's Hilchos Kehanim? Lo Yitamo, because it's not permitted to Yitamo Lameis, Lo Yikach, Amon Gerusha Lo Yikach, it says the Yisrael Chitun, Mumboi Lo Yigosh. So that Parshas Kehanim Emer was said that day. Why? Amibnei Sheboi Bayoim Huskuk LaAvoida. We needed the Kehanim for Avoida. Hutzuchu Kedushosam Leidiyam. Leidiyam Kedushosam perhaps will be a little better to understand. So you have to tell them how they have to be shame the Kedusha, not permitted to be metama themselves, and not permitted to marry Suri Kahuna. So that was said, Reish Chodesh Nissan. Parshas Leviim, Kachas HaLeviim, the Bahaloscha, Shebo Hilchais Leviim. So Mamela, the Yeshaimrim, a different pshat in Parshas Leviim, the El HaLeviim Tedaba, the Einekei, that's not Parshas Leviim, Kima in Yonom, Eitzel HaKomas HaMishkan, Meister Rishin Leinogu Atsoif Chamishim Abo Shone, Voit Parshas Meister Mikrai. So it doesn't mean about Parshas HaLeviim, which tells us Matnas Leviim, that is no Shaykhis at all with Akomas HaMishka. And then Meister was first given much later. So Parshas HaLeviim means the Parsha, how they were the Chinuch of the Leviim. Parshas Leviim, Utsula Bay Bayoim, Shaniska Kula Shir. They needed Shir, so you need Leviim. So there was an oifen, how to, there was a whole Indian of Giluach, and Azoye, and Hanofe. There was a whole Seder, how to be Machanach the Leviim. Now, the Chazainish has a problem, which is which I'll speak about L'chayre. They made Hazor. They made Hazor Shlishi Yoshvi by the Leviim and Parshas Bala Yisrael. Now, the our Gemara says that, that this was said Reish Chodesh Nissan, so by Zion Nissan they were finished already. Hazor Shlishi Yoshvi. So it seems they were Tmei. They had Hazor for Tmei for Pore. They were Seiris to Pore B'Sheini. And they were Tmei and Mason. So the Chazanish has a problem. So they were Tmei and Mason. So how did the Aaron Abon of Yitzhak Abonis? This was Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And he would have said, before the Parsha of Tumah was Nemrod, I mean, here we'll see Parsha's Tmeyim. We'll see exactly what this means. He says, but before these Parshias were Nemrod, was Bechlau no Inyan of Kabbalah's Tumah. So that's why the Kahanim were permitted to eat the Kabbalahs. So then it's very modern. So what did they make Azor for under Leviim? I mean, if the Kahan, were the Kahanim Tmeim, yes or no? If the Kahanim were Tmeim, how are they allowed to eat the Kabbonis? The Philo Tumahut Rabbitzibur, that's Tafka Hakrovim, not Achila. So Lechayre, you have to say they weren't Tmeim, because, the Parshis were not said as yet. So there's no Kabbalah's Tumah. So how did Leviim become Tmeim? That's one of the kashas the Chazon Ish asks. Now here's another kasha. Mishoel El Tzofon, Raman Yomar says they did not bring a Korban Pesach. They were the ones that took out Nodav Aviv. They did not bring a Korban Pesach, so that's a problem. L'chayre, they were Metayr de Levim. The mother says that the Erev Pesach they were still Tmei Mason. They were Matayah the Levim. By Zion Nissen, we're finished with the Levim already. So why didn't they become Toil? That's a problem. Now, I'd like to be Moisif something. There's a Rashi in Bamidbar, in Parshas Nosoi, this week's Parsha, Rashi says, Hanesiim heviu sirizim, they brought a sirizim lachatos, for what chet did they bring a sirizim? So Rashi says, lachaper al kever hatoim. So they brought already a korban, if there was a kever hatoim, a kever which they were unaware of, that they became Tomei, who were the Beis HaMikdash. So they brought a soil, lechaper al kever hatoim. So, a beweis tachois, that there was Tumenai before. They brought a korban, but if they became Tmeim, and did not know, so, they brought a korban, kever hatoim. But it seems everyone else, it seems Tumah, we have to understand another thing, Shevet Levi, because Inish also asked this, Shevet Levi was, they were busy killing, by the Chata Eagle, they were busy killing Ish Bachim, they were killing people. So Lachaira, they all became Tmei Mesim, Shevet Levi. Because Inish says, Lachaira, Aaron Abonov was also in the, they also were killing. Mila Shemelai, some of the Yost, Kol Shevet Levi, so the Kanim also came. So they all were Tmei Mesim, so the Chazanish Mutchitzer, so what happened? And we see from this Rashi, there were Mekabal Tumah. There was a Musig of Kabbalah Tumah, Philip, before the Parsha of Tmei was said. So we're back to this Kasha, how were they allowed to eat the Kobonis? So the Be'er Basode says, Amor de Kizach. Be'er Basode, and he says, there's a medrash like this. Aaron ubonov nitaru min hatumais ba'oison zayin yomim before Rosh Chodesh Nissen ayidei hazoyes domim nesines tnuch ubohoines v'shemen ha-mishcha. That this procedure that was done, the first 7 days, to be mechanech Aaron Avonov, this was a tikkun klali. Not only was it a kaddish them, it was metayr from Tumas Meis also. So the kahanim didn't have any problem. The nesiim brought, the nesiim were not the bedavket mei meisim. So the nesiim brought a soya, maybe, but maybe there was a kever at the home, who knows? Maybe they were nitma bekever atem. That's why they brought a soil. As I stay in Bir Basode. So this takes care of the problem of the Chazenish. Weiter. So that's Parshas Leviim. Parshas Tmeim. So Rashi says, V'hiyah noshim shoyu tmeim l'nefeshot. Mishum hilchus pesach. So this parsha was also said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rashi writes. V'amishken hukam be'echad benissan. So how did, so why did start asking Shaila, so it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, start asking a Shaila, the tmeim l'nefesh, l'mani gora. So Rashi says something else happened then. Huzara lahem parsha shiluach tmei. That's the Gemara says also, parsha tmeim, parsha shiluach tmeim. So parsha shiluach tmeim is, the yishalch min ha-machne, sheboi bayoim, hukvu sholesh machne, is machne shchine, machne levie, and machne yisroel. Chere de tmei meisim, mishtalchu v machne shchine. V'huzka kol yishtalayach, umeitoich kach. So now they saw already that, when this Kozman, this parson wasn't said, so there's no problem at all. We can go everywhere. Now the parsha was said Rosh Chodesh Nissan, a tamei meis cannot go into the Mishkan. So then they started thinking, huska kol yishoyel hayelot zrichen shaluach v'loyuch lalikones lamishkan. So if they'll remain tamei meisim, they will not be able to enter the Mishkan. Hechyasu pischayim. What's going to be with the Korban Pesach? So Rashi says, "El Rabbi Levi, Yecholim Hoyu LiTorat Esvot." I mean, there wasn't too much of a problem over here. If the question arose, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they had time to be mitar themselves. B'lei Niskak LePesach Sheni Elam Kain Lo Yitaru. That means they just wanted to know. We see over here that it's not Poshet. That a Tomei can't bring a Kolben. So, with Tmeim, it is another, will remain Tmeim? So what will be the thing? Can we bring a Kolben Pesach? Is there a Kolben Pesach? So, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you'll remain Tmeim, you won't bring a Pesachish. It's not Bo Betume, so you'll bring a, if Reb Tziba not Tmeim. He told them, Maesters, if you won't be Matai yourself and you remain Tmeim, some Mela, you will not be able to bring a Pesach Rishon. Uparsha Shaluch Tmeim, Yishalt Min Amachne, Shabaisu Yem Hukvu Amachnois. Uchshenigvolam Haparoiches, Bechosilik Masois, Utruzovim Mitzarim, Likonis Lashom, then there's no Kedusha whatsoever. Uparsha Achrei Mois, Afalpi, Shehi shall yom Kippurim. Now how does this come in? Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Parshas Achrei Mois, that speaks about Hilchos Yom Kippur, is by yom nemro, kedursiv Achrei Mois, shnei b'nei are. So Achrei Mois, shnei b'nei are means this was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So why was this taki said, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, b'nei shem meisu b'nei arein b'shvil b'ye shaloi l'tzayach. Since the Bnei Aaron were nifta al tzabiyya shaloi l'tzayrech, emra oiso azor al Aaron al yovei b'choleis al ha-kodesh, also to be mazer, eisis am emele, misis nodo v'aviyu was ma'irer atzayrech, to be mazer an abiyya shaloi l'tzayrech, from Aaron. Rabbi Yankiv, zechen l'vokh, nemes l'yakiv wants to say, is a bakanta goin. The goin says, he says pshat in the psukim, it comes a moirdik in the psukim, b'zoi shal v'yarin ala kodesh. So the goin says pshat that every kohen gadol was only permitted to go into the kodesh kadoshim yom kippurim. But Aaron could go whenever he wanted. But is that night, b'zoi shal v'yarin ala kodesh, that the Par Ben Boch, he needed to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But it was, There's a Rabbanim Nachman wants to say that the Sfulnu says that Kozman Aaron was alive, there was an onon keseder. So by Aaron, every day was like Yom Kippur. Could be onon erolakapayrus. So by Aaron, there was an onon the whole time. Every day for Gabi Aaron was like Yom Kippurim. So Memela, he had the seder of b'zayis yavi Aaron al kodesh whenever he wants. So Rabbi Yankim says, so Memela Efsha, it's gol poshet that. Now was said over that it's not Negeya Yom Kippur, it's Negeya Aaron, B'zei Shem Yaron Ola Kodesh. That way they differentiate other Kanam, and not like that, but by Aaron Lamaise, now that I have Takomas HaMishkin, Aaron could come every day whenever he wants, as long as he makes the Seidah B'Avid Hashem HaKippur. Uparshas, Uparsha Shtuye Yain, Lafisha Moisa Yevi Loch Neshu. So that's that it became also Shtuye Yain, the Bibi Yisrael Moye Tola Rachmon. And then was the Kamas HaMishkan. Parshas Neirais, Parloischa, Fisha Bebe Yom Yischilu Lahadli, Koparshas Poradume, Fisha Bebe Yom HaMochos, Nisrafo HaPora, Liyois, Nitohorim, Lepischayim. The Yom Sheni, they became, there was the Sreifas Pore, the Koidum Lochain, Lo Yochlu La Seisa. Before that, they were unable to make Eifa Pore, the Bina Behiza on Neuchach Pnei Oil Moyet. So you need an Oil Moyet, so the day of Akomas HaMishkan, we have now an Oil Moyet, so now the Torah gave Parshas Pore, so now we'll know Hastas, how to be, now we'll know how to be, now the dinim of Pora were given. Achaminim Meseches Megillah Yerushalmi Be'echot Benissen Hukam HaMishkon V'sheini Loi Nisrafo HaPora. Yeah. Teira chsuma nitna. Just like to mention a shtikel ha'ore, here it says, Hastis, that Parshas Pora was nitin Rishchedish Nisin. Rashi Bigzan and Chumash were given, and Moro, they were given Parshas Pora, Dinim, and Dachsmer, Shulche Shabbos Dachsmer, Shabbos, Dinim, and Poro. So, Lachere, how does that stem with Rab Levi? Perhaps there's a Psamaral, the Maral in Gur Ayah says that why were these three inyonim given in Moro? Poro, Shabbos, Dinim. So he says there's three miktsayis in Torah, three different eifanim of limud haTorah. There's Dinim. The Gemara says in Seif Bava Basra Haroitze Sheyachkim Yasek B'Dinei Momenis. It seems Dinei Momenis demands Chochmah. Haroitze Sheyachkim Yasek B'Dinei Momenis. So in Mora they were given dinim, which is Chochmas HaTorah. They were given Shabbos. Shabbos is Harorim Tliyim Besairo. Shabbos is a multitude of halachas. It's a multitude of halachas on Shabbos. Ribui halachas. That's the second miktsoya in Limud. Ribui. So given Shabbos. And they were given Pora, which is Amkos, that Pora, that's the that's the Chok, that's the Amkos of Torah. So they were given these three Mekzayis. Lisasek Bahem. So, Lulei de Mistafine, perhaps we could say that in Parshas Poro there's two inyonim. There's one inyon, the chelik chok sheboy, the difficulties that we encounter, it's metairas atmeyim, metames atahirim, whatever difficulties there are in Parshas Poro Adume, which Shlomo Melech said, "Amati achkome v'hiro chayka mimeni." So the amkis of Poro Adume, the chok of Poro Adume, that was given in Moreh. Daflan an amkis, daflan an dinim chochme, daflan an ribui aloches. But perhaps I do not know if the whole Parshas Poro is amkis. There's certain aloches also. The oifen of tare of why it's metayer. I mean the problems of Poro. Perhaps I was given a mora, but here the whole seder how to do the shchit and the, I mean there's a whole avoid how to get eifer Poro. Could be this was not the seder hazoy shlishi shvit. I mean this halachas and hilchas Poro. Could be this is not amkes. Could be that wasn't given a mora. More, they were just given the abstract chelik of Poro als the amkeshe boy, the way the Maral says. So, but now they were given takke parshas Poro, the lemaisa, now you have a pesach el moy, now. Perhaps, we could say something like this. Let us see Taisvis. Teiro chasuma nitno, teime. So Memela, so the way we learn in Rashi, Torah was given when it was completely written. Dechsiv, so Taisu says, second Taisu from the top, Vayikach, Sefer HaBris. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu took Sefer HaBris, Vayikcha Bozneo, Operish Rashi, Beferish Chumash. Taina Mibereishis, Vaatka. So there was a Torah that was written ready from before. So how can you say Torah Chasuma Nitna? Was written before. V'nira laforish, so therefore, Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Loikoma Chasuma Nitna. Not Chasuma Nitna means Leinichtevo Adle Besoif. That it was only written B'Shas Lokeres to take the Sefer Torah when it was written in Gans, and that does not mean Chasuma Nitna. Shalai Nichtava Adlab Seif. Elo Shal HaSeida Nichtava. Torah was written HaSeida. The Yesh Parshish Shenemru Tchile Lifnei Oysam Aksuvim Lifnei. Voloi Nichtava Ad shenemoloi oisim sheksuvim lufaner v'koisev zeis achel. Now, let us just say, first of all explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows. The Maram explains that if you hold Megillah, Megillah nitno, so that means, so the Torah was written, let's say, a parsha that was said, parsha Aleph was said before parsha Beis. Fine? So Parsha Aleph was written. And then and even though it's written afterwards, I mean, it was said before, but it's written afterwards. So Parsha Aleph was written. Then we wrote Parsha Beis. And Parsha Aleph comes after Parsha Beis. So it comes out that Megillas, there are just Parsha Aleph, which was written before, then there's Parsha Beis, which will be written later, and that comes before Parsha Aleph. That's the type of Megillah, Megillah Nitna. The one that holds Chsuma Nitna, there never was such a entity of two Torahs, two Megillahs. Pshat is like this. If Parsha Aleph comes after Parsha Beis, so Parsha Aleph would not be written before Parsha Beis was said over. So when, then we'll write Parsha Beis and then Parsha Aleph. that's going to be written together. That means there never was, and Torah was written from before also. Not the way Rashi said nothing was written before. Chesum and Nitna means when the Torah was written, it was always written as one big unit. How large the unit is as large as whatever was given till now. But if, let's say, if we have now Parsha Aleph, which cannot be a chelik of this unit, because Parsha Beis has to be written before, so then Parsha Aleph will not be written till Parsha Beis will be told. Then will be Mechaba Parsha Beis to the rest of the Torah, which was written already, and then we'll write Parsha Aleph. But there never was two units. Megillah Megillah means there's two units. You write Parsha Aleph, write Parsha Aleph, later Parsha Beis will come, and then write Parsha Beis. If we hold Chesuma Nitna, Torah was this one big unit of Torah, and if something was written to be put after a parsha which was as yet not written, it wasn't written yet. It was given, but not written. So that, all these parshas, not the way Rashi said, these parshas were written. They weren't written at all. Because, she'oysam le'inemru ala seida, So memele, and they were written later. For yochel achir, zamikama mikrois, demukta mucha batera, lahoyel mashkat rablevi, ma'isilav, rabbe netam goes, amba rablevi, milsa bapenafshe. Now, the Maram explains what Taisus is saying. Go on under Ribshat. Taisus is chelek and Rashi. So, let us just see the Gemara for 1 second. Omar Rabbi Yechem Mishma Rabbeinu Teira Megillah Megillah Nitna Shnema Oz Amati Nibosim Megillah Seifim. So the Gemara says, so what did Reish Lakish do with this posik? So he said, Kol HaTeira Kula Ikra Megillah. Dersi Vayoy Me'elei Ma'ataroy. Yeah. Now, Tosfos was not Goyres Inami. And Taisus was Geiris Lichet de Rabbi Levi. The Omar Rabbi Levi Shmoyne Parshis Nemru Beyoim Shehuken Bayamishka. That means Torah was not written Megillah Megillah. So therefore is Shmoyne Parshis Nemru Beyoim Shehuken Bayamishka. But these parshas were never written because they come later. That's Uched Rab Levi, not Inamik Rab Levi. It's not another teretz. We're just saying that because we do not hold Megillah Megillah Nitna, so these parshas were only said and not written till the parshas Amukdamis came about. Rabbi Netam says, "Bechlal, we're not goyres." Kidder Ablevi, Begeres, Omer Ablevi. The Milsabap in Apshe. Parshas Tmeyim, Pesh Pekuntres Vianosh. So Parshas Tmeyim of Pesach Sheni was said, Reish Chodesh Nisan. The Koshla Perush, Doma Pekama de Psochim, Shoilem Behuchas Pesach, Koidem a Pesach Lamedyoin. Mora says, you learn, you're shoyel, and I secure this Pesach, and the Pesach Lama, Yem Shrei Novi, Aymed be Pesach Rishin, Umaza al Pesach Shein, Ulafize. So you see that, so the Mummy Zaraya from Pesach Rishin, a Pesach Shein, which is a 30-day span. Ulafize, the way Rashi says, Pshat Nagamora, that the parshas Pesach Sheni was said Reish Chodesh is an ikke Chodesh vechatzi kibin shenema b'Reish Chodesh nisa v'oy d'lo yitochen l'Rabbi Yosi haglili d'omar noise arene shol Yosef hayu. Rabbi Yosi haglili says that these tmeim who came with Moshe Rabbeinu were noise arene shol Yosef. that so Lachay Tosfos understood that the Ritas Loshna Parsha Vayis Tachoyis that Laman Nigor they were Tmeim. How could they be Tmeim if it was said Rosh Chodesh Nissan said time to be Metar themselves? Labitzik Doma Lemeis Mitzvah Nitmu B'chal Shvi Shalem Be'erev Pesach that the whole the Laman Nigora was said by someone who was Metama Lemeis Mitzvah. And it was Chal Shvi Shalem Be'erev Pesach. So how does that make sense? This was said, the Laman Nigora was said Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'niv the Parshas Tmeim Ayin the Parshas V'yinozru D'chsiv Be'i Tumesheretz Nevela V'chol HaTzorech L'tumes Migdash V'kadosh. That's Parshas Tmeim. Parshas Achei Mois, Bebreishis Rabbi, Keplug Tegabi Acher Hadvor Meile, Oyedvar Hashem Al Avrom, Vika Mandiyoma Acher Samuch, Acher Meis Klos, Acher Mufleg, Vika Mandiyoma Ipche, Vekoshe Me Acher Mois, Shnei Bnei Arim, so this was said, Resh Chodesh Nissan, and it was Zichah wasn't Mufleg, it was the same day. The Bay Bayoyim Hoya, Vishem Anoyma, Acher kol haparshis lakach choshev muflik. It's my shvogim onto the taina. I mean, who's talking about parshis? We're speaking about achrei mois, and the misa was the same day. If you want to the taina that acher and acher means after. In taich, in targum, acher means after. So it was said. Acher Mois Shnei Bnei Aram, that's for sure, said after they died. But sometimes we write Acherei and sometimes we write Acher. So if the after is some way Muflik, we'll write Acherei. So what's the Muflik? It was after, so we write Acher because it's Muflik. There's a whole bunch of Parshias before this Parsha was said. So that, but I mean, Itzicha means after they died, that's for sure. But the terminology of Achrei is said only if there's some sort of a flood.